Hear now the words of our text taken from Exodus, the 12th chapter. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, 'On the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats.' Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight, and they shall take some of the blood and paint it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it. Then they shall eat the flesh on that night, roasted in fire with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. And thus you shall eat it, with your belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. So you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt." These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would strengthen our faith through them. Amen. In 1998, a serious tornado hit St. Peter and the town of Comfrey, not far from here. A friend of mine told me that late afternoon, when he heard the sirens go off, he went out on his front steps to look and see what the weather was like, because it seemed like it had been a pretty decent day. And he looked up and saw clouds. He had a couple of his kids with him on the front steps. And suddenly he realized the cloud that he was staring at was this enormous tornado funnel heading right at the town. So he quickly grabbed his kids, ran down into the basement, and he said it was quiet for about a minute. And then suddenly, that familiar saying people say was true, he said it was like a train going over the house. They came up later to find, he said, it looked like someone had taken garbage cans of mud and sticks and just swirled them around in their dining room, broke a number of windows, but luckily they were all spared. That storm did kill two people. It was quite a memorable event, I bet. Seeking shelter and hearing the warning was of extreme importance to spare their lives. Can you imagine on the night of the Passover, when God had given the directives I just read and the children of Israel heard about this, and they were to seek shelter now in their homes and to take the blood of this lamb and paint that blood of the lamb on the door of their house? I often wonder if Egyptian neighbors saw them doing this and wondered, what in the world is going on? And if anybody would try to explain what was going on from this, to think how insignificant the blood of a little lamb could be to protect anybody from death and from judgment. And yet, of course, we know that God was using this as a typological picture, a picture prophecy, if you will, of what Christ would come to do for us, the great Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world by his blood shed for us. And God would now take and paint the blood of his Lamb, the Son, on the door of his church for all who believe in Christ and put their faith and trust in him to ultimately survive his judgment. We hear in the book of Hebrews, "The blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanses our consciences from acts that lead to death." That's a beautiful verse of gospel. Cleanses our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God. So there is only this one place of shelter for the great day of judgment that is coming. There is only one place in which you can survive this storm, and that is the Holy Christian Church of God, those who believe in Christ as their Savior and put their trust in him. Now, sometimes people will venture out into a storm and put themselves back into danger. A year and a half ago, there were three storm chasers in Oklahoma who died because they went outside of shelter and ended up having the storm turn back on them. And there are times, too, when maybe somebody just decides, I don't want to stay in my basement anymore. I'm going to go out and see what the weather is like, and can certainly face harm and possibly even death. Sometimes waiting for the storm, that time of waiting is kind of difficult because we can get so impatient. And it feels like what we're doing is so irrelevant. And there's so many other things that we could be doing. And so it is with those of us who've been blessed to be placed in the Church of God. Those who are inside of the Holy Christian Church, protected by the blood of the Lamb, waiting for the great judgment day that is coming, the great storm that is passing over us. And yet we can sometimes find ourselves tempted to kind of go back out of the church, tempted to crawl out from underneath that shelter where God has placed us, thinking that for right now we have much better things to do with our lives, and thinking that maybe it's not really so dangerous out there outside. Can you imagine the night that judgment of God did actually fall upon Egypt? And when the Israelites did finally take up their things and start to head out back to the promised land, can you imagine the kind of carnage that they saw? Probably frequently dead animals in the street and in the fields, people already shoveling into their backyards to bury their dead, women crying and screaming at their doors at the loss of children. Can you imagine how awful that day must have been as they were leaving? And then how they appreciated that thin veneer of the blood of the Lamb. On the final day of judgment, there will be great horrific things happening to many people at the end of time. And yet God has chosen to protect you and me through Christ, and by giving us faith in Him as our Savior, forgiving you all of your sins and giving you the hope of heaven, cleansing you in the robe of His righteousness. The children of Israel were called upon by God to celebrate this feast annually, the Feast of Passover, to remind them of God's protection and to point them ahead to the eternal protection He had for them coming in Christ. And that's a carryover that we have even in our Lord's Supper today, the Feast of the Lamb. But how someday on the Day of Judgment we will appreciate the protection God has blessed us with as making us members of His holy Christian church. In the book of Revelation, in the revelation and vision given to St. John, it's interesting how frequently the image of the Lamb and the blood of the Lamb comes up in heaven. Can you imagine how much we are going to appreciate in heaven the blood of Christ? Amen.